Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me right now is Jeremy Skillington, CEO of Poolbeg Pharma, POLB is ticker. Jeremy, thanks for joining me.
Great to be here, Justin.
And I say you just released your interim results 6 months, ended the 30th of June, and scans through this. There's a lot of stuff you've been doing over the last 6 months. It probably won't be reflecting the share price in the bear market we're in, but we'll go through it. But before we do, Jeremy, for people maybe to learn about the story or not yet following it, just give us a brief summary as to what you're all about, please.
Sure, yes. Poolbeg Pharma. We're a clinical stage infectious disease company. We're focused initially on influenza. We've got a lead program in the clinic now for severe influenza. And we've got a pipeline of other products coming through for respiratory viral infections, vaccines for bacteria. And I think quite excitingly, we've got two artificial intelligence collaborations who are analyzing our unique data set of influenza and RSV challenge study trials. So quite a unique company in that the goal is to bring programs and products through to early human proof of concept in the clinic, and then partner. Then we partner with pharma companies to fill their pipeline, and then they can bring it forward and fund development and commercialization, and we generate revenue from that. So it's quite a unique business model, and we've been making excellent progress since our IPO in July of last year.
Yeah, and I suppose one thing to point out is that typically, so some people expect, you know, biotech companies to be burning a lot of cash getting through it. That's different with you. And I mean, looking at your final results, this is the end of the period, 30th of June. You're a capital light model, and you've got a ton of cash there.
We do. Yeah, capital light is the key word. I should have mentioned that. And it's essentially where we, and I think we're fortunate in infectious diseases that we can do this. We can run human studies, which are quite short, quite affordable, but you get really rich data sets. So again, we're very, you know, cautious or conscious with the funds we spend to make sure it's allocated in the right studies. You know, they're well designed, well executed. So yeah, so everything's capitalized. So we know that we're not going to spend heavily in these programs. We will generate revenue from partnering. So that will come in the near term. But as I say, we just early human proof of concept, you know, can be done quite affordably, but the data is more valuable that you get. And again, partnering is our kind of exit strategy for each individual program in the company.
Yeah. So we got 18.9 million there as of the 30th of June. And like you said, I've been going through your RNS here. You've made a lot of progress doing each one. So here we go, Jeremy, take us through it. There's a lot there, but take us through the highlights if you could.
The highlights, yeah, and there are many. As I say, we have a terrific team here working really hard, as I say, since IPO. But the key step, as I say, the key kind of activity that we're excited about is entering into our LPS challenge study with POLB001. And I say that we'll have data on that by the end of 2022, by the end of this year. So making it partnerable very shortly thereafter. So that's ongoing, you know, volunteers are being recruited and being dosed, etc. So there's a lot of work going on there, and it's kind of terrific, you know. But even on the 001, there's other things going on. We got patents granted earlier this year as well. So kind of, you know, I always say this industry, you know, it's driven on data and intellectual property, you know, to protect your programs. And we've got a patent in the US granted early this year. So again, we're looking to move beyond severe influenza with 001 as well. The target P38 plays a role in other diseases. So we're looking to expand beyond that, line extensions, as they're called, and that will generate even greater value. And, you know, when partnering, you know, pharma love when one product can be used to treat multiple diseases, that decreases their overheads and, you know, around, say, manufacturing and even regulatory approvals. So that's that you're making good progress on that. So that's 001, is very happy with that. We also have another, our other programs are progressing, POB002. This is a broadly applicable respiratory viral infection prophylactic and treatment that we in-licensed from the University of Warwick earlier this year. So again, building our pipeline through internal programs as well as external programs. And then thirdly, we're very close to completing the license to POB003. This is a vaccine against a gram-negative bacteria that drives a disease called melioidosis. So again, we're building our pipeline, infectious disease focus, etc. But we're not stopping there. We've got other programs on the go. I think exciting, you know, that the markets are asking a lot of questions about is our artificial intelligence collaborations, RSV deal that we're doing with 1-3 based in New York, and that's progressing well. We had a joint steering committee last week, and they presented their progress to date, and happy to see that, happy with that. And then on the influenza side, collaborating with Cytoreason based in Israel, and Cytoreason have a number of collaborations with large pharma such as Pfizer and Roche and Sanofi. So we're happy to be, you know, in the same, you know, realms as these big pharma companies. But again, exciting data from challenge studies that's progressing well. So again, very excited about to see where things are going over the next, you know, 6, 12, 18 months, and driving value for the company. I think that's the key aspect here. So again, very excited. And then the last point to make is our oral vaccine delivery platform. We've collaborated with AnaBio. Again, we see great potential here for non-dilutive funding, which again, Justin, links in with this capital light model, that having other groups fund the research and activities that we do. And I think being in infectious diseases in a post-pandemic, post-COVID world, although I hesitate saying post because it's in circulation, but I think, you know, we're looking forward, let's say. So there's great potential for funding these programs through non-dilutive mechanisms.
Yeah, yeah. Like stuff. So, of course, these are results up to the 30th. So it's been 2 months since that, and you've been working hard. So if investors are looking forward now and thinking of the key milestones that you should be looking out for, what do you say they were?
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot going on. So yes, we've 18.9 million, you know, in the bank. As I say, we raised 25 last year, so very judicious with our spend. But the key thing is progressing that, and as I say, investing in our programs, you know, and then progressing it. But as I say, we're keeping the capital spend very light. Lots of milestones coming up. I think, you know, I mentioned 001 having data by the end of the year for our LPS challenge study. And again, that'll be an important milestone for the company, generating that early human proof of concept that makes it ready for partnering. And I think, you know, what we have then, I mean, we've begun actively reaching out to pharma, you know, making that connection, making them aware of what we're doing. And once we have data in hand, then the discussions will go a lot deeper, a lot quicker. And the management team here, we have a lot of experience when it comes to these pharma discussions, you know, deal negotiations, licensing deals, etc. So again, we have great potential to partner 001, you know, once the data is in hand. And it can be a global deal, it can be a US only European deal, or even an Asian rights, you know, to these. So we can kind of split the pie, as it were, to make it bigger. So that's one aspect, you know. And obviously the outputs from our artificial intelligence collaborations around RSV and influenza will be exciting as well. We'll have the RSV outputs before the end of the year. So that will be new and novel targets, and then drugs to these new and novel targets we'll have identified. And again, in licensing to bring them in, human, you know, early human proof of concept and partnering. So that's on the AI front. And again, even go beyond that, I mentioned for 001 itself, like looking at other indications, that's going to be a real key value driver as well, going beyond severe influenza. So very exciting about the programs. The 003 melioidosis vaccine, we have an option to other vaccine candidates that the team at University College Dublin have generated, some of which are very exciting, like E. coli, diarrheal diseases, for example, and Pseudomonas aeruginosa. Genosa for cystic fibrosis. So there's a potential to kind of expand our pipeline through existing collaborations, which again, you know, you see value in that as well, where we're building for the future, you know, through existing collaborations. So again, the oral vaccine delivery is a big unmet need. You know, if we crack that nut, that'll be great. If we get non-dilutive funding to do that, even better. So we're applying for this in all other fronts, you know. So again, we're going to build our pipeline looking externally at other programs. So lots of milestones coming through. And as I say, we're a very busy company. We're very focused. We've got a terrific team. And as I say, we want to drive forward as quickly as possible, generate human proof of concept data and partner with pharma. And, you know, they say so far, so good. I like to say, yes, these are difficult times for investors, but we're very focused. We are, you know, focused on our own goals of achieving what we stayed out to do, what, you know, the milestones we stated we will achieve. So we're kind of, you know, as I say, drive that forward and driving value. And once the markets turn, you know, we'll be ready, you know, because I think we're a very attractive proposition.
Okay, well, here's a human challenge for you, Jeremy. In three bullet points, tell us why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please.
Absolutely. Infectious diseases, you know, as I say, they were neglected up until COVID-19, but now there's a lot of focus in infectious diseases and coming up with new treatments and remedies and vaccines. So that's an exciting area to be in. The pipeline we've built and generated, and again, highlighting that we are hitting milestones. We're doing what we said we do, so we haven't failed in any of those, which is terrific. And it goes down to the team. So number three is a team that will execute, experienced management team, but experienced team behind that from a clinical standpoint, from a regulatory standpoint, scientific, etc. So we just have, you know, everything in place to execute and, again, drive value for our shareholders from here.
Excellent stuff, Jeremy. Good to chat to you. And like I said, you're a very busy company, so no doubt we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Yep. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Talk soon.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.